we're all in this together fighting, but it's been, you know, I think we're 7 weeks into this, and it's just, you know, we're hoping to start seeing the light.
What has been the biggest challenge for you as director of furniture and bedding for Nationwide, you know, in these, the first seven, crazy, it's already been 7 weeks.
The biggest challenge I've had of all this is trying to figure out when it's going to end.
Strap in for a fun one. This is going to be a fun ride because that, of course, right there was the voice of Jeff Rose, our director of furniture and bedding for Nationwide Marketing Group. And this is, of course, the Independent Thinking Podcast host, Rob Stott. And this is a crazy and interesting time that we're currently living and operating in and, you know, trying to conduct retail business in. And, you know, for everything that we've done, I think everyone's kind of sick at this point of hearing about the coronavirus and what it's done to businesses, to industries, to individuals. But I mean, in our work covering it and trying to help the independent channel through it, one of the things we've learned is that by and large, probably disproportionately, one of the most impacted spaces that we've seen, furniture and bedding has been hit hard. It's not been fun, to say the least, to watch stores that operate in states that have these stay-at-home mandates, you know, being forced to close their stores under government order, deemed non-essential. I mean, think about that. Just think about that statement at its core, you know, being told by your local government that your business is non-essential. I know there's obviously the health factors, you know, wanting to socially distance and nothing against those orders. We've been following them here in the Stott household since, you know, over these past 7 weeks. But it's not easy. And, you know, internally here at Nationwide, Jeff is the guy that is tasked with, you know, talking to those dealers, talking with those vendors and trying to make this thing work for them. And we know it's been difficult. And, you know, so just it was a joy, really, to get a few moments of his time and kind of see some of the things he's been doing, because Jeff and his team, the F&B team, have been working their tails off, you know, for our F&B members and giving them resources and tools to, you know, try to mitigate the impact on their business, but also to, you know, continue in some ways trying to maintain business and giving them resources to make things work right now. He's doing a lot. I mean, we've got a couple of cool resources that he talks about. One big one being Furniture Market Live, which we'll dive into. But really just wanted to talk to Jeff, you know, see how things are going, how he's holding up, and, you know, what he's looking for on the other side of this thing. So really, I, you know, don't want to hear me talk anymore. I want to get to this interview because it's like I said at the top, it's a fun one, and I really think you'll enjoy it. So without further ado, here is Mr. Jeff Rose, our Director of Furniture and Bedding for Nationwide Marketing Group. All right, we're back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, and this actually, Jeff, just so you know, this is our first time, you know, I don't want to call this quarantine edition, but this is the first time we're recording a podcast under these circumstances, and, you know, with Microsoft, we have our Microsoft Teams that we use and everything, so Independent Thinking Podcast at home, how's that sound?
Hey, you know what? I don't hate it. I'm just glad to be talking to somebody right now. I mean, I wish we were doing this in person, but it's great. I can only watch so many Disney movies with my daughter being home for 2 months now. Don't get me wrong. Frozen 2. That's been like the running joke with the company. They make, hey, Rose, how many times you watched Frozen last night? Well, it was 4.5. Okay, so.
Yeah. Are you ready to replace Idina Menzel if they do a Frozen 3? Is that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got some pipes. I can rock and roll. But my wife would kill me, honey. I'm enjoying every moment. Okay, so it's.
Oh, I hear you. It's something special. You know, it's an interesting time, but we're working through it. And for you and I, see, the thing is, we work from home. You're in Oklahoma, right?
Actually, I'm in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi? All right. So I'm not too far away, right?
Were you thinking of the Tiger King in Oklahoma?
Is that what's going on there? I think so. I've got Oklahoma on the mind, and watched a little. I did binge. Have you been through it?
I got through 1.5 episodes, and it was just like, this is not real. This is just make believe land, but it's real. So it's unbelievable.
Needless to say, working from home is kind of the norm for us, but obviously different circumstances these days. How are you? First of all, how's everything going?
Rob, thanks for asking, and so glad to be a part of this. You've been just a huge addition to the team and communications team and nationwide team. I mean, we just what you're doing is great. So just appreciate everything first most. But thanks for asking how I'm doing. It's we were coming out of January and February. We were rolling, to be quite honest with you. The business wise, the furniture and bedding division was. I mean, we had it. Just an incredible furniture market. It was the largest attended furniture market we've had in the nationwide space. I mean, it was massive. And then we came out of prime time, and we had the biggest prime time we've ever had sales-wise. And then we got smacked in the face with this COVID-19 craziness, and then got to be home. And so how am I personally? It's I'm good. Everybody's safe and healthy. And I do work from home, but I mean, I have been working from home, for 15 years now, but we do travel a lot. And so my first quarter is always tough. And so honestly, I've been home for 2 months now, and which has been great to see, get to see my little girl and my wife, and my wife's actually 8 months pregnant. And so
congrats, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, thanks. And so, we're due in, 5 weeks, which is blows my mind. And so that's been good, but we're all kind of going a little stir crazy, and that. So I'm doing well. I mean, family's wonderful and things that nature. But on the business side of things, it's just been tough. It's been tough to see our members. They're struggling, and we're trying to get as much information as out, trying to help them as best as possible. And then our vendor community, these are, our key vendor partners and, across all channels of nationwide, they're just, they're struggling, struggling as well. And so we're all in this together fighting, but it's been, I think we're 7 weeks into this, and it's just, we're hoping to start seeing the light, but, we're hanging in, we're fighting together. I got this thing, hashtag keep fighting. And, that's what we're doing, buddy.
That's awesome. And, you kind of mentioned some of the challenges there, but when you think about not being on the road, I think that's probably a big one for you and for anyone working from home, especially not being able to go see these members. But what has been the biggest challenge for you as director of furniture and bedding for Nationwide, in the first seven, crazy, it's already been 7 weeks, but what's been the biggest challenge for you?
Well, that's a phenomenal question, because you assess the situation, and then you take a step back, and there's the member part about it, the member struggles, there's the vendor struggles, and then there's just the overall just landscape of life struggles that we're all trying to deal with. And I'd say the biggest challenge I've had of all this is trying to figure out when it's going to end, you don't want to start planning things too early to push out for members, because there's no one in the streets right now. And then you don't want to wait too late. And so my team has been working extremely hard on getting that blueprint and game plan together for the membership. It's just trying to figure out the best time to launch it and push it out. And we're teetering on that line. We know May 1st is a big day. Hopefully we get some good news and some of these state shelter in place states open up. But I don't think it's going to be all at once. I think it's going to be a staggered. I think we're going to have some states be able to go and then some not. And it's a beautiful part about our membership. It's across all four corners of this U.S. and we have such a a great member base, but they, you know, they're in a wait and see mode too. And so, but to answer your question is, you know, I think the biggest struggle is just the not knowing when this is going to stop, or at least have a lull. So
yeah, and I mean it's tough then too, because as you mentioned, like I'm with you. I think, you know, the rolling sort of reopen is probably the route that this thing goes. Eventually, who knows when that starts? But so then, you know, when you're talking to all these dealers that are in every corner of the globe, or, you know, of the U.S., you know, it's tough to some guy in, you know, middle America is going to have a different situation than someone that might have been based in New York or California, and kind of how this thing reopens. So, I mean, the message, I'm sure it's tough to kind of pick out one theme or something that you've heard from members, but what, you know, when you've been talking to dealers, what's sort of that general consensus about, you know, especially, you know, if, for anyone that's been following our, the quick turn surveys that we've been doing for the membership. I mean, the sentiment we've gotten from that, from the F&B space, we look at every, you know, product category by dealer, and F&B has been kind of pummeled, to put it lightly. So, I mean, what's sort of the consensus that you've been hearing from dealers?
Yeah. And I mean, you are unfortunately, you know, correct. I mean, we, you know, my division, my industry, my whole professional life has been revolved around furniture and bedding. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we were the first to really get smoked by this. And March was very difficult, and April is going to be, unfortunately, going to be worse. And you know, the hardest part about this is seeing these, you know, not our F&B dealers not being considered essential, and them having and being forced to shut their doors. And, you know, we have a lot of them out there that this has happened to, and, you know, that's what I love about our membership, Rob, is, you know, they're so resilient. They, you know, they're reaching out to us. What can I do? What, you know, we're open up their chat on their websites. And we, you know, we're trying to work on, you know, helping push out some digital advertising, you know, where they can maybe, you know, do some commerce over a phone, or, you know, through email or something. And it's, you know, some of it's working, you know, I mean, some of them are like, I have this saying, you know, we were talking about talking before, you know, hashtag keep fighting, you know, that's been like my motto since this thing started. And, you know, these unbelievable retailers, you know, they are just fighting. They're fighting for every sale, and they're fighting for just every bit that they can get out there. And I just, you know, every conversation I have, you know, when we end, you know, we all talk and said, you know, this will end and business will get back together. And you know what? You're going to be stronger for this. You're going to be ready. And, you know, we were the first, I think, to get hit by this, but I also think we're going to be one of the first to come back. I mean, you got to think of all the moms and dads and sisters and brothers that have been, you know, that have been had to stay home, and they've been sitting on that sofa now for 2 months, and they've been eating at that table every single night and sleeping in that bed. No travel's been going on. And you know what? They're probably, I truly believe they're going to be looking at each other, and, you know, they're going to say, you know what? It's time to maybe go buy that sofa, or, you know, it's time to replace that mattress. And I think our retailers will be ready for that.
Yeah. Dude, you're a couple of things. First of all, your passion for it's infectious. I love it. So, gets me fired up sitting here. I want to, you know, go buy a whole new living room set from one of these guys when I'm done. For not only because of your passion, but also I've been sitting, you mentioned it, I sit on a couch every night now watching Netflix. I'm sick of this thing. You realize now how uncomfortable these things are when you have to you know, use it every day. You know, you mentioned some of the things too, you know, digital, and I know you've been pushing a lot of you know, new opportunities to these dealers. So what are some of the things from the F&B side that you're making available to dealers to sort of help them through this time?
That's great. So I know, so when this, like we were talking talking at the beginning, what's your biggest challenge, Jeff? It's the not knowing when this will be lifted. And so we've been trying to look at different scenarios and trying to predict, you know, when is commerce really going to start coming back? And so we wanted to test for the first time ever some different financing options for our dealers to be able to push out to consumers. And so my team and some our key vendor partners with SSB and TSI, you know, we sat down and we looked and, you know, we said, you know what, let's for the first time ever launch some 72-month financing for the month of April. And so that actually launched yesterday and it's going to the end of the month. And, you know, so our dealers are being aware of that. And now they're able to push that out to consumers who, you know, maybe, you know, are not real sure, hey, I can't go, you know, throw $2,000 down right now, but you know what, 72 months sounds really, really tempting and engaging. And so maybe that sparked some commerce for the last part of this month. And so we were excited about that. And then, you know what, we started thinking, well, you know what, April sounds great, but Memorial Day, that's really the heart of when the selling season starts in betting. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what, let's push it out to May as well. And so we actually announced yesterday that we're going to continue that 72-month financing into the back half of May into Memorial Day. And so we were extremely excited about that. And so that's something that we, you know, we're definitely going to be pushing out. And then another really exciting thing that we're doing is Furniture Market Live.
Yep.
And so, well, hello. This is my daughter just walking in. What are you doing?
Not watching Frozen 2, apparently.
Not watching Frozen. So yeah, that was my daughter. And so, yes, yeah, she was, anyway, we won't even get into that. So, so Furniture Market Live, you know, this is was an idea that, you know, my team and I, we were thinking of about a month and a half ago when High Point Furniture Market announced that they were postponing the April show.
Right. Okay, only postponing at that point. And now,
you know, exactly.
Not to jump the gun or steal any thunder from you, but today we're actually talking on the day where they announced that they are canceling this.
They were canceling it. Yep. You are correct. And so what is Furniture Market Live? So what this is when High Point announced the postponement of the market, my team and I, we said, you know what, this is very interesting times, some crazy times. Let's launch a virtual furniture market and let's give the opportunity to our vendor community to show new and current product to our membership. You know, our membership's going to be cooped up. A lot of these stores are closed or they're home or the consumers aren't coming in. And so let's maybe give them a chance to feel a little bit normal again at the end of April and show some product and show some opportunity to look and buy some product to maybe hopefully get some consumers in May. And so we launched that registration. We launched that a couple weeks ago and registration went live on Monday. And today is Wednesday at 12:45 Central Time. And we have over 320 members that have signed up for this already. And we still got a week and a half still for registration.
That is impressive. And I know, you know, just kind of seeing things, emails go back and forth on the back behind the scenes part of this. It's been a lot of effort put into pulling this together. And, you know, I think we have, what, a dozen vendors that are involved.
We do. We've got 12 vendors involved. You know, we've got some key, our key mattress vendors in Corsicana and Serta Simmons Bedding and TSI. We've got Maloof. And, you know, we've got, I don't know, a lot of our members have Wondersign. You know, it's a signage, endless aisle signage opportunity they're going to be presenting. And then on the furniture side, we've got key vendor partners like Flex Steel and Elements and Magnuson Home. Coaster is going to be a part of it. So we have a great, great lineup of vendors that are eager to show product to retailers. And yeah. So all you got to do is go to MemberNet to sign up, who all is listening. And, yep. You know, they're 45-minute classes and it's absolutely free for everybody. So
that's awesome. And now I know this is, you know, it came together under some unique circumstances, but, you know, given the excitement around it, and I'm sure, you know, going back, we'll look at how things went, what it was like, and is this, you know, can this be considered an inaugural type event where you may look to repeat in the future, or is it kind of a take this opportunity and see how it does? And
yeah, you I mean, know. That's a great question, Rob. And to be honest with you, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I mean, this is, you know, we're 3 days into registration. We have over 300 members that have done this. I mean, if we get, you know, 500, 700, 1,000 members to participate in this, and then I get feedback from the vendor community saying this is unbelievable, you know, it's definitely something that I would 100% look at for in the future. I mean, Rob, what has happened over the past 7 weeks is going to change everything. It's going to change how we do our job. It's going to change how we shop, how we go to restaurant. I mean, it's just going to change everything. And so, the question is, I don't know. I mean, I know for, at this moment and this time at the end of April, I just want our communities to feel some type of normalcy. You know, we have no idea what's going to happen in May. But I know for those 3 days, if we can give our vendor community and our membership the opportunity just to feel like they're back in the furniture industry, looking at product, strategizing, hey, will that work for me in my store? That's all this was, you know. So, but it's a great question. And, you know, I might be having a conversation in 6 months saying, this is the greatest thing ever. We're doing it again. You know? So.
No, that's awesome. You know, one thing I've taken up a lot of your time. I want to.
No, you're
back
good.
To
you're good.
So one thing I wanted to be sure to ask and kind of close on, you know, we talked about it a little bit, how, you know, in this, I mean, it's a trying time, a challenging time, but some of the ways that dealers and you know, some of the vendors as well have stepped up, and you know, we always talk about nationwide the idea of community and coming together and giving back is always front and center. I mean, you see what we've done with No Child Hungry and those great partnerships, but you know, watching some dealers, like one that comes to mind in particular, I know Sweet Dreams has stepped up and did some phenomenal things in their community with, you know, using their trucks to deliver food in the community. We've seen, you know, some vendors, I think it was on the appliance side, you know, giving washers and dryers to a couple of EMS outposts and stuff. So, I mean, what, and then on the vendor side too, I know a couple of our vendors, I think it was Serta Simmons bedding was one. They donated some mattresses.
The first act of kindness was they donated 10,000 beds to New York hospitals. You got PSI donating masks and beds as well. I mean, it's been great, but go ahead.
When you see that kind of, you know, just willingness and eagerness for a store using, going back to Sweet Dreams, that, you know, might've been considered non-essential, to still, you know, no matter, despite that fact, you know, still doing something and opening their doors in a way that just shows that they're trying to make a difference in their community, whether they are able to sell a bed or not. So, I mean, what's sort of the reaction to that? Or are there any other stories that you can think of that you can call out?
Yeah, I mean, first off, my reaction is, especially on Sweet Dreams, those guys are amazing, Greg and Katie. I mean, they're just... They just get it. Not just them. We have thousands of within our membership that I can honestly say, Rob, I've never been over the past. I mean, I've been with Nationwide for almost 9 years now. I'm very fortunate where I get to get up every day and I love what I do. And, you know, I love being challenged by the membership. I love being challenged by the vendor community. But I just love working for Nationwide. And one of the main reasons that I love what I do, it is seeing our membership thrive in good times and in difficult times. And what I've never been more proud of my company, and I've never been more proud of the membership during this time. I mean, they just the positivity that is coming out of just challenging times has been infectious. It makes me want to get up and get down to the computer and say, all right, what can I do to help this membership out? And you know, it's just amazing. I mean, one awesome story I've heard, you know, this a member down in Louisiana, You know, they had to close their stores, and but they were able to go in, and they did a Facebook Live auction of product, and people were chiming in, bidding and doing that, and they took those sales and they provided meals for some of the hospital staffs.
That's incredible. I mean,
just, and then they were matching, they matched whatever the community bought on the auction. I mean, it's just stuff like that is just like amazing, and just the creative ways to help. I mean, it's just awesome. It just speaks volume that there's just good people out there. I mean, and that's the main thing. I mean, there's, we all like to do business with good people. And I think we have 5,400 incredibly good people in our network. And
yeah, these members kind of restore your faith in humanity.
They do. It is unbelievable because, I know every one of us has awakened one time during this day, and it was just one of those blah moments, and like, gosh, and what's going on? And then you open your computer, get to work, and you hear some of these stories, and it's just like, okay, I'm ready, let's go. it's we don't have time for it, and it's just we don't have time to feel down for bad about anything. You just gotta keep fighting and keep going. So
that's awesome. I look forward to hearing more of those stories, and I know they'll continue. It doesn't have to, it doesn't take a quarantine or a global pandemic for the space to step up and show its true colors. And it's why it's fun to cover, and why it's fun to talk to guys like you and our members and all that sort of stuff to kind of get a sense of what's going on. So I know you're a guy that's in demand too. So this is what, your second podcast in like a week? Yeah, you talked to the Dos Marcos guy.
Oh yeah. I mean, I love just catching up with you guys and talking, and I love just spreading the good things that are going on right now, because there's a lot of, just not so good things that are happening. And so anytime you can talk about some good things, some positive things, just makes the world a better place, baby. That's it.
I'm glad I could find some, you could find some time in your star-studded schedule for me to chat.
I don't need it. You know what? We don't need this. I'm not hearing that. One thing we will do, because I know we will talk again, Rob, is we got to change locations for you, because I just stare at this eagle stuff in the background.
I'm sorry.
I'm a diehard Saints fan, and I'm still having, just issues with some of the stuff that has happened to my team. So, anyway,
I came down to this room just for you. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure you did, my friend.
But, no, that's awesome, Jeff. I totally appreciate it. Great chatting with you, and best of luck with Furniture Market Live. Looking forward to that, seeing how it goes. And
yeah.
Just keep kicking it, man. It's been a lot of fun.
That's it, baby. Just keep fighting. We'll talk later.
All right, and a huge thanks again to Jeff and his daughter making a little special appearance there for taking a few moments out of his insanely busy schedule to chat with us and give us an update on what's going on in the F&B space, and how these dealers are working their way through this unprecedented situation and these challenging times. So as always, we said at the end there, the stories that we hear about the good that these dealers are and nationwide members are doing in their communities is always awesome to hear. So reach out to us if you've got a story. Let us know, whether you've heard about it from another dealer doing something to another vendor doing something. Maybe it's your store. Don't feel like you can't toot your own horn here. That's what we are here for and would love to do. So, we really just appreciate everything that the retailers in this space, vendors as well, everything you guys do for your communities. And we want to be there to tell those stories. So reach out and let us know. And as always, appreciate you taking the time to listen, and we will catch you next time.